As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sorry for the delay, but now we are ready. Thank you very much for being here. We are here to hear Roberta De Tomi, and she's a writer. She wrote a lot of books in different genres, for example, thrillers and urban fantasy. And for example, also this book here, Alice in the Labyrinth, and it is a sequel to both Alice in Wonderland and Alice Through the Looking Glass. And today she will talk about Lewis Carroll, From Wonderland to the Labyrinth, A Long Trip Between Art and Math, something about the heritage and the influence of Lewis Carroll on pop culture and also on science, on math, for example. So here, Roberta De Tomi.
Thank you to Lisa for the introduction, and she's a great writer, and I want to make applause. Thank you. So, let's start talking about Alice in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass. First of all, I want to speak about this golden afternoon. And in fact, Alice's adventure in Wonderland was inspired by a boat trip with three young girls, Lorina Charlotte, age 13, Alice Pleasance, age 10, and Edith Mary, age 8. In particular, Alice Pleasance was the girl who inspired Alice's adventure in Wonderland. And it was this golden afternoon that inspired also a poem that opened the book, the first book. Alice's Adventure in Wonderland is about a 7-year-old child who falls asleep in a meadow and dream that she follows a white rabbit down in his lair. Alice has several singular adventures and meets bizarre creatures living a world in which the rules she knows has subverted. Alice usually changes her size and loses herself, forgetting the poems she has memorized. This poem was placed in a golden afternoon, but the afternoon wasn't gold, was cool, cloudy, and rainy. So we can see the Carol fantasy is so spectacular that she imagines something else about this afternoon. And then in the plot, we can see that Alice encounters the hookah smoking caterpillar and a strange woman with a baby that becomes a pig, and the Cheshire Cat that I remember in a film, the Cheshire Cat was played by Whoopi Goldberg, and it was a version made for television produced in 1999. And I think Whoopi Goldberg in this role was perfect. And then Alice, she plays a game of croquet with Flamingo for a croquet mullet, and while the queen calls for the execution of almost everyone present. Later, at the queen beast, the Gryphon takes Alice to meet the sobbing Mock Turtle, who describes his education in such subjects as ambition, destruction, anglification, and derision. Alice is then called as a witness in the trial of the Knave of Heart, who is accused of having stolen the queen's tart. However, when the queen demands that Alice be beheaded, Alice realizes that the characters are only a pack of cards, and she then awakens from her dreams. And then the story was originally told by Carol to Lorena, Alice, and Edith Liddell on the boat trip. And Alice asked Carol to write out the story for her. And in response, he produced a hand letter collection entitled Alice Adventures Underground. At first, it was the title of the book, but in his advice, it was too much near to scholastic mood, so he decided for another title, and it became Alice Adventure in Wonderland. Appearing at a time when children's literature generally was intending to teach moral lessons, the book, at first, baffled critics who failed to appreciate the nonsense that so captivated its young reader. So, critics loved so much nonsense, war game, and in fact, Carol was strict to poems in which parody is the main theme. And Carol understood how children's minds worked, and the way eternal logic on its head appealed to their sense of ridiculous. So ridiculous is a very important part of the book, in particular in Wonderland, because he gave us a parody of social Victorian society. Excuse me. It's my first time in English, and I wish I can be quite clear. And the work attracted a following and led to a sequel, Through the Looking Glass and What Alice Found There. The book was dated 1862, but published in December 1861. And in this second novel, Alice comes into a land, climbing a mirror. This book is more introspective than the first one, and is based on a chess game. In fact, the looking glass world consists of square fields divided by brooks or streams, and the crossing of each brook typically signifies a change in scene, with Alice advancing on square. At the book's beginning, Carol provided and explained a chess composition with descriptive notation corresponding to the events of the story, although the piece movement follow the rules of the chess, other basic rules are ignored. One player, the white, makes several consecutive moves while the red-black opponent's moves are skipped, and a late check is left undealt with. Carol also explained that certain items listen to the composition, don't have corresponding piece moves, but simply refer to the story. Despite these liberties, the final position is an authentic checkmate. So, and in 1876, was published Hunting of the Snark, that is a poem based on parody. And Snark is like a mythological monster invented by Carroll. Lewis Carroll, focus on the writer, was an English writer and an Anglican deacon. He was born in 1832 and died in 1898. He was a mathematics teacher, and mathematics is is the base of his books. Even if we can see great nonsense, but every nonsense has got a meaning, and Carol play with them. And then Carol was a photographer. He was a great photographer, and his contributions were not so famous, but he was notable for that art. And then Lewis Carroll was an inventor, and he was a great friend of Alice Pleasance Liddell, the girl who inspired her books and his literature. Mathematics and logic in Wonderland are present in several ways. For example, at the beginning of the second chapter in Wonderland, A Lake of Tears, we can see a mathematical game using arithmetic operation in base, and Carroll gives his interpretation of mathematics using his particular game of nonsense. And 42 is a magic number. For example, 42 are the John Daniel illustration in the first edition of Alice in Wonderland. And he also have written a lot of essay about mathematics, for example, Euclid and his modern rivals. And then he also was inventor in acrostic and word ladder. For example, we have double acrostic in Phantasmagoria with no solution. So reader cannot have a solution because it was so difficult in involving reader that the reader enter in a sort of labyrinth of meaning, and he can't explain what is talking about. And word ladder is a word game in which we can see we have the first word hid, the last word tail, and you can change a letter in order to arrive to the last word. This is English, and this is the Italian example, Alice, Alce, Cale, Scale, Scala, in English, hid, hill, till, tell, toll, a tail. And in Victorian age, acrostic and game world like that were very popular, and the same Queen Victoria created the acrostic game for the song in particular. And then we have just a moment, because I've speak about mathematics, but there is a part of irrational in Alice and his book, because water, for example, she cries a lot, expresses life, but also state of mind and deep feelings. Alice often is overwhelmed by water or cries. And in this phase, Alice represents the crisis situation, and even though she does the most natural thing that happens in situation of fear and bewilderment, she starts to cry. She still tries to stop herself because she has been taught that a big girl doesn't cry. Society demands control of her, and therefore she puts on a mask, just as it happens to all of us when the only thing we want to do is let out a healing cry, but we are held back by the indoctrination imparted by parents and society. This moment of crisis will drag Alice into a world that will appear distorted, that will make her question what is right and wrong. And this is one of the most important Alice is what is right, what is wrong, because she can find her identity, her mission in the life. And also Alice falls a lot of time, because she falls into a continuous contradiction and confusion, because the character she meets on the journey continually question her theories, her beliefs. All of them shake her up. It's their doubt that give rise to the desire to search for the truth in ourselves, that sense of truth of being. Alice embodies the explorer, is she who seeks the truth. In the tarot cards, she is easily attributed to the figure of the madman. So we could give an explanation on Wonderland through the tarot card, for example, because of the presence of a lot of symbol. But it's a very great research, so I can focus on this part of the search, because Alice is searching for truth, and in a certain way freedom. In the labyrinth, she also is searching for love. And in fact, I'm going to speak about Alice in the Labyrinth, the book I written. And this book starts with a girl close to the age of majority and to her wedding with Edward, a son of an important British family. At first, Alice Pleasant Little embodies all Victorian age values, politeness, elegance, etc. And their mission is to be a good wife and a good mother. And Edward is not only a boyfriend decided by parents, is Alice's love, and she's in love with him. In fact, she starts to feel sexual attraction, so that they meet every night like Romeo and Juliet. In fact, in Alice in the Labyrinth, we can find several quotes about Shakespeare, that is Alice's favorite author her favorite author. And one night, Edward doesn't come, but at his place, Fireflies appears with a mysterious message, and Alice is confused, but at the end she falls asleep in her bed. The day after, she goes to a tea party organized by her aunt Tristania Penelope Liddell. From here begins the new strange adventures in Wonderland. She doesn't fall in the rabbit lair, but she comes through a door. And then the girl falls, loses herself, searching for the courage to fight Against the Enemies, she meets. In this book, the labyrinth is not a real place like Minotaur Labyrinth 1, but is a metaphysical place that embodies Alice's research of freedom and of love. And it's very important also the relation between Alice and the haunt Tristania Penelope Liddell, because we don't understand what kind of person is this woman, very strange, very free for the social convention of the time. And sometimes Tristania seems to embody moral conscious, but at the opposite of Victoria society. And about the book, I can say that it's a Libro game, because a reader can skip the chapter, and is a way to the reader to build his story. And for example, some book blogger write about it, and in particular Le Fleur du Mal, a courageous, dreamlike, and poetic book, endowed with a rare evocative power, capable of soaring through with the sublime technique of the game book. You create your own Alice story. It will be part to the text by exploiting your terror to break the rigid habit of having a book which is and must remain a dream outside the rigid, improbable rules of realism. And also Ivano Mugnaini says another aspect that I consider innovative and dynamic is the possibility to jump from one chapter to another. But in particular, Alice in the Labyrinth can be resumed with this quote by Alice: "I can be everything. This is my freedom." Because this is a book about freedom, about choice, and about the courage to be ourselves. And then, before Alice in the Labyrinth, we can find several books inspired by Lewis Carroll Ward. For example, for English language books, Hairless by Marissa Mayer is a unique take in that Mayer has created her own version of the origin of the Queen of Hearts. The story starts with Catch. She's just a girl who dreams of owning her own bakery, but she has caught the eyes of the kings of art and is not a kind person. From there, a series of heartbreaking events follow, with the reader realize the true meaning behind the queens of art's infamous line of with their heads. Then we have a title like A Blade So Black by L.L. McKinney. In this book, Alice is a black girl, so there is a racial theme in this book, and Alice fights off creature called Nightmare in the dream world called Wonderland. In this story, we've got a lot of particularity. Alice has got curfew and an overprotective mother. And McKinney flipped the script on the traditional Alice in Wonderland story and updated it for today's time. Another book that I think is very interesting, because it's about mental disease, is Splinter. Splinter is by A.G. Howard, is connected to mental disease, and Alyssa is the descendant of the real life inspiration for Lewis Carroll's Alice Adventure in Wonderland. And there is a problem, because Alyssa's family is cursed. All of Earth's female relatives are diagnosed as being mentally ill, with her own mother being admitted to a mental hospital. And she has to fight to free her family. Then we have Alice in Zombieland. by Gina Showalter that is a mix of classic and contemporary elements. Alice Bell grew up with her father claiming to see monsters. When her family is destroyed, she realized that he was telling the truth and seeks revenge for their deeds. Then we have Italian books like Alice nel mondo dei numeri that we can translate in Alice in Numbers World by Stefania Biggi. Alice is a little curious child who is sucked into a vortex that leads her in a fantastic numbers world. Step by step, she discovers new places in which she improves her logical ability. The story, belonging to educational books, presents the number from 0 to 9 to the children in first class or to the review in the second class. But it's a very pleasant reading for older people. Then we have Alice nel paese della vaporità, Alice in Steamland, by Francesco Dimitri. And it's very interesting because it's near to Splinter because of mental disease is a theme of that. And Alice traveled to Steamland, a land invaded by a gas that causes hallucination and mutation. So this position is close to psychedelic era position that had interesting in it. So Alice in the cinema is the second part. First, Alice in Wonderland is the first movie about Alice Adventure in Wonderland. And it's a 1933 British silent film directed by Cecil Aptor. And you can find it also on YouTube. Then we have several adaptations by Alice in Wonderland. For example, in 1915 was also realized an American silent dark movie with Viola Savoy, and this film version is notable for depicting much of the Father Williams poem, and it includes footage resembling Tanya's illustration of Father Williams doing his back somersault at the front door. In 1923 was realized by Disney, a short silent film, and a working title was Alice in Slumberland. The film was never shown theatrically, but was instead shown to a prospective film distributor. Then 1933 was produced by Paramount Picture, and live action, except for the Walrus and the Carpenter sequence. Then we have one of the most successful film inspired by Carol's book, that is Walt Disney Alice in Wonderland. And it was considered a disappointment on its initial release, leading to Walt Disney showing it on television as one of the first episodes of his TV series Disneyland. It proved to be very successful on television, especially during the psychedelic era. It was eventually re-realized in theater, which proved to be massively successful. While the film was critically panned on its initial release, it has been seen regarded as one of Disney's greatest animated classics, notably one of the biggest cult classic in the animation medium. Then we had other versions like this of 1972, based on the two novels. And for example, other made for television in 1999. And a particular movie I want to speak about is Neko Zi Alensky. Neko Zelensky was realized in 1988. I think is the most interesting movie inspired by Carol's books. The film was directed by Jan Zwangmeier, and the Alice is played by Kristina Kutova, and the film combines live action and stop motion animation. And this is very interesting because we can see all fantasy world director in this case. You can see the movie also in on YouTube. So I think I suggest you to see it because it's very, very curious. And live action stop motion. The White Rabbit all is in a writing desk drawer, and Alice is acute as a dark child, and the Cheshire Cat is a sock with teeth. So it's very, it's a very pleasure to see it. And about this film, Jan Zwangmeier says, while a fairy tales has got an educational aspect, it works with the moral of the lifted forefinger, good overcomes evil, as an expression of our unconscious, uncompromising pursues the realization of our most secret wishes without considering rational and moral inhibition, because it's driven by the principle of pleasure. My Alice is a realized dream. And the New York Times write about it. Mr. Zwangmeier never lets us forget we are watching a film in which an actress play Alice telling a story. With its extreme close-up, its constant motion, and its smooth animation, the film is so visually active that it distracts us from a heavy-handed effect. This is a world of symbols come alive. And then we have Alice in Wonderland, realized by Tim Burton. This is Somto's adaptation, produced by Walt Disney. He had a great cast with important actors. And Burton's Alice received mixed reviews upon release. Several critics praised for its visual style, costumes, musical score, and special effect. But the film was criticized for its lack of narrative coherence and somber tone. It received 3 nominations at the 68 Golden Globe Awards, including Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy. And Todd McCarney of Variety praised it for its moments of delight, humor, and bedazzlement. But it also becomes more ordinary as it goes along, building to a generic battle climax, similar to any number of other in CG heavy movies of the past few years. Several reviews criticize the decision to turn Alice into a colonialist entrepreneur at the end of the film, setting sail for China. Given Britain's role in the First and Second Opium Wars during the Victorian era and the foreign domination of China through unequal treaties, China expert Kevin Slater writes, not only is it troubling imagery for a female role model in a Disney movie, but it's also a celebration of the exploitation that China suffered for a century. So there is a political interpretation in this movie. Not the same in Alice Through the Looking Glass, that was directed by James Bobbin, and Tim Burton was in the production. In this film, Alice come across the magical looking glass, but Alice travels through time and wants to discover the truth about his family. So it's very different from the movie, the book. About it, Matt Zoller of RogerTherbert.com was deeply critical because he has written, "The most offensive kind of film, one that spend an enormous amount of money yet seem to have nothing on its mind but money. You give it, they take it, and you get nothing in return but assurances that you are seeing magic and wonder. The movies keep repeating it in your ear and flashing it on screen in big block letters, magic and wonder, magic and wonder, but there is no magic." But at the same time, Leah Greenbattle on Entertainment Weekly says, "We can still lose yourself in the extraordinary impossible of Lewis' imagination, but looking story and our emotional engagement stay behind the glass." I want to speak something, I want to make a focus on Tim Burton, because Tim Burton, I think, is contemporary artist who better embodies Lewis Carroll vision because of dark imagery, because of the characters. And in fact, Burton created character light Edward Scissorhands or Ed Wood, Sleepy Hollow. Different personality is something is in love because is in particular close to a vision to contest society, like Carol. And Tim Burton wrote the Deeds of Oyster Boy and Other Stories, that are poems full of black humor, and the story tells of hybrid kids, spontaneous transformers, women who have babies to win over men. So we can see all actual theme in this Carol speak about revolution of society. Also, Tim Burton speaks about something different from moralism of society. And a character is, we can be seen like Tim Burton vision, is Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty is in the second Carol's book, Through the Looking Glass, and also in The Labyrinth. And it's famous, Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. In Alice in the Labyrinth, Humpty represents broken wonderland that Alice has to save. And then just a little about Alice in music. Carol inspired a lot of musicians and singers. For example, Jefferson Airplane with White Rabbit. Or if you remember the video clip with Gwen Stefani, What Are We Waiting For? We have the White Rabbit and Gwen following him. And this album is inspired by Wonderland. It's a concept album by rapper Simbi Aikawo, who records as Little Sims, Realize Stillness. And the concept is the biggest problem. There is a limit to how many takes can be drawn from a book of a Victorian maths jokes and a companion film of Disney film Dragoness. Alice is also more sweet to satire or farce. Carol original idea, then serious subject or earnest introspection, the two modes of this album. So this album is inspired by Carol because of farce and the sense of ridiculous, but also for introspective mood we can find in Through the Looking Glass. If you listen the album, listening to the album is like entering in a musical wonderland. and full of suggestion and similarities. And conclusion is that through the looking glass from the labyrinth, Alice has given inspiration in such iconical way to culture and pop culture. At first sight, she could seem an innocent child. Instead, she's a smart young woman following a white rabbit, searching for the truth. She's a researcher like every people in the world. We always are searching for something, for freedom, for love. In order to give a meaning, to a sense to our life. People and artists have been inspired by Alice and his world because they can find human archetypes. Artists too are researchers like Alice. They have the courage to create something different, and this is the sense of Carol's artwork and figure. Excuse me, Paul, my English not. Okay. At the end, dream me, eat me, or to be or not to be, referring to Shakespeare. These are my contacts. If you want, you can write me. And if you have some question, I'm here.
Avete ascoltato Fantascientificast, podcast di fantascienza e cronache della galassia, da un'idea di Paolo Bianchi e Omar Serafidi, con il contributo cibernetico del Cylon Prof Massimo De Santo. Potete seguirci ed interagire con noi sul nostro sito fantascientificast.it, su Facebook alla pagina Fantascientificast, su Twitter sul profilo @fantascicast, sul nostro canale Telegram t.me/fantascientificast, sulla nostra community Telegram t.me/fsccommunity. Se siete particolarmente timidi, potete utilizzare la vecchia, cara e affidabile posta elettronica scrivendoci all'indirizzo redazione@fantascientificas.it. Tutte le puntate sono disponibili sul nostro sito, su Apple iTunes, su Spotify e su Podbean all'indirizzo podcast.fantascientificas.it. Se volete, potete lasciarci una valutazione a 5 stelle su Apple iTunes ed offrirci una birra romulana o un gotto esplosivo pangalattico, sostenendoci tramite una donazione PayPal utilizzando l'apposito pulsante sul nostro sito. Fantascientificast è una produzione amatoriale. Non si intende infrangere alcun copyright, i cui diritti appartengono ai rispettivi detentori. Autorizzazione SIAE 5612I5359. Nessun byte e nessun tribolo sono stati maltrattati durante la produzione di questo podcast. Alexa 4 e l'equipaggio di Fantascientificast vi augurano lunga vita e prosperità e vi danno appuntamento alla prossima puntata lungo la rotta di Kessel.
Settimo simbolo inserito nel computer. Blocco 1 pronto. Blocco 1 posizionato.
Potenza erogata 23%. Così.
Blocco 2 è pronto.
Attivato.
Blocco 2 posizionato.
Siamo al 35%.
Allarme rosso, evacuare l'area intorno allo Stargate.
Chiudete l'area, torniamo da voi, chiudo le porta.
Andiamo, sbrigate.
C'era quello sotto la grande pietra?
Sì. Mio padre lo trovò nel 1928. È fatto di un minerale che non si trova sulla Terra.
Blocco 5 posizionato.
85%.
Blocco 6 pronto. Blocco 6 posizionato.
Non eravamo mai riusciti ad andare oltre nella sequenza.
Blocco 7 pronto.
Possiamo controllare. Pronto, attivato.
Blocco 7 posizionato.
Un'energia terrificante.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.